You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Gross domestic product growth reached a speed of 6.9% per year during the last 3 months of 2021. And if you look at the year as a whole, the economy grew 5.7%. That is the fastest rate of growth the U.S. economy has seen in nearly 40 years. And it was significant, even taking into account the fact that we are coming off of an economic damage in 2020. We've got Diane Swonk, chief economist with tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, here to talk about it. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So it's more than just we are growing as if a pandemic never happened. We're growing even faster than that. What do you take from this number?
Exactly. We exceeded the pre-pandemic level back earlier in the year. And what we're seeing now is that we're growing beyond that. Of course, it's not evenly spread. We did have a catch-up in spending on services. We also saw some big replenishment of inventories. That's welcome news, but wasn't enough to alleviate many of the shortages we see out there and the upward pressure on prices. That's why we also ended 2021 with the hottest inflation we had seen since the early 1980s.
So with that in mind, what should we expect in terms of this economy this year?
The Federal Reserve has now come to view variants as more inflationary than disinflationary because of the disruptions they do to supply chains and the shortages that they induce in the economy. And in 2022 overall, even though growth will slow dramatically from what we saw, it still will be well above anything we saw in the decade leading up to the pandemic.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.